Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and all of you who are joining us online, which I think is quite a few this morning as we've got several folks that are under the weather, so we're grateful you can worship with us online this morning. We have just a couple of announcements this morning. Worship and Music is meeting this Wednesday at 6 o'clock to plan out the month of January. Bible study picks back up this Thursday at 7 in the office complex. And next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. So we are looking forward to that. Also, if you'll notice, those who are serving in January are listed at the bottom of the announcements page. We have a few birthdays this week. Jan Watkins and Marty Varner. Frank and Janine Hamilton are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary today. Happy anniversary. Also celebrating their anniversary this week are Kevin and Freddie Fulbright and Norris and Kara Feeney. And then celebrating their baptisms tomorrow, Billy Curry and Bob Troutman. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O God, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a prayer shawl to pray for this morning. Kara Feeney. Sometimes I'm surprised when people haven't gotten prayer shawls before, because it seems like nearly everyone has them. So this is her first prayer shawl. Kara is having surgery this week, and so we want to be lifting her in prayer. We'll add her to the prayer list and pray over this prayer shawl. Brantley, you want to come put your hand on this with me? God, we thank you for the gift of prayer and that you always hear us. We thank you for our prayer shawl ministry, for those that crochet these prayer shawls, and those that give the gift of yarn. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl and that you would bless Kara as she has surgery this week. Guide the doctors as they do the surgery and be with her as she recovers and heals. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl so that if she feels the weight of it on her shoulders or on her lap, that she would feel the weight of our love and care for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Okay. Last week, we did a special confession and forgiveness where we prayed with our words and our bodies. And I had several people ask if we could do it again. And so we are going to say that same prayer this morning. Let us pray. Friends, on the night of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph struggled to find a place to lay their heads. If you, like the people of Bethlehem, have ever withheld hospitality to those within reach, please cross your arms. On the night of Jesus' birth, the wise men traveled long and far, trying to get to Jesus. If you have ever let your faith take a passive backseat position in your life, failing to take the steps necessary to deepen your faith, please bow your head. Joseph showed radical grace to Mary at a time when many would have shunned her in their disbelief. If you have ever failed to show grace to another or to yourself, please close your eyes. Family of God, this is what sin feels like, being cut off from one another, in the dark, disconnected, and alone. However, God is faithful and merciful, and God's love never stops pursuing us. Therefore, if you, like the shepherds, have ever looked for God's love in this world, open your eyes. If you, like Mary, have ever treasured your neighbor as a gift from God, raise your head. If you, like Joseph, have ever forgiven yourself or someone else, uncross your arms and grab the hand next to you. And if your head is still bowed, your eyes still closed, or your arms still crossed, open and uncross them, for you are forgiven by the grace of God. Sisters and brothers, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Heads up, eyes opened, connected, forgiven, known, and loved. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet you more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. And I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Brantley. There's Cameron and Kate.
Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Kate. Hello, Cameron. Hello, Kate. Good morning, friends. Do you want to come sit up here with me? You want to sit with Mom? That's okay. I'll turn my calendar around. I actually have something I want to show you. So tomorrow is January 1st, which is the start of 2024. 2024, that's right. And somebody told me this morning that today, December 31st, 2023, if you write it out, 12/31/23, it's 1, 2, 3. That's right, 1, 2, 3. But in the church, we have a different calendar. So maybe at home or at your school, you have a calendar that goes month by month, January, February, March, and that's right, those are all of the months in order. Good job. Well, this is a calendar for the church. And since we have a different calendar, this calendar goes by season. Do you know what this word is, Brantley? That says Advent. So this is the first part of our church year, and it's called Advent. And Advent goes for 4 Sundays. So we see all 4 Sundays there. And the color of Advent is blue. Remember we had blue pyramids for Advent? So that's in blue. Well, what comes after Advent? Christmas! Christmas! What color is Christmas, Cameron? Is it gold?
Gold.
Gold. Gold is the color for Christmas. And you see we've got gold up here on the... You see the gold? And how many days is Christmas? Do you want to count with me? Okay, you put your finger on each day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Christmas lasts for 12 days. Did you know that? Christmas is so special. He did. Good job. He did. Christmas is so special. Jesus' birth is so wonderful that we need more than just one day to celebrate. We need 12 whole days to celebrate. And so this is today, the 7th day of Christmas. And yeah, then it'll be January 2nd and 3rd and 4th and 5th. But today is the 7th day of Christmas, and so that's why we're still singing Christmas hymns, and that's why we're still telling part of the Christmas story. Yeah, and that's why we've got the Advent candles and the Christ candle lit, and that's why we've still got the Christmas tree and the manger setting out. That's right, because it's still Christmas. So I'm excited that we get to keep celebrating and we get to keep singing our favorite Christmas songs. And what are some Christmas things that you like to do that we still get to do for a few more days? Do you get to eat special food at Christmas? How about, do you bake special cookies? Yes. How about this? Do you have special Christmas pajamas that you still get to wear? Yeah, do you have Christmas pajamas, Kate? Yeah. So we still get to keep celebrating Christmas because Jesus being born is so special that we need a lot of days to celebrate. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for Jesus.
And for him being born.
Help us to keep celebrating. And to keep having joy in our hearts for this wonderful gift. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Tina.
The psalm for today is Psalm 148. Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, all you angels.
Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon.
Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens.
And you waters above heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Who commanded and ever created.
Who made them stand fast forever and ever. Praise the Lord from the earth.
You see monsters and all beasts.
Fire and hail, snow and fog.
Tempestuous winds.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants.
The second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they, Mary and Joseph, brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas, dear ones. Instead of asking how was your Christmas, I will ask you how is your Christmas? Certainly, I hope you had a lovely Christmas day, but I hope that your celebrations of Christ's birth are continuing. Because, like I reminded the children, it's too wonderful of a thing that God has done to be limited to a one-day celebration. That's why we celebrate for 12 days in the church. We have a different calendar because we have a different story to tell. And the remarkable story that we get to tell this season is that God's love is so wonderful and so powerful that God became human, that God was born a tiny, vulnerable infant, that God's love took on human flesh. And today, on the seventh day of Christmas, the lectionary gives us a gift by giving us a few minutes to ponder the tender and faithful story of Simeon and Anna encountering baby Jesus. I love this story. Simeon and Anna are two of my very favorite people in Scripture. I not only want to be like them when I get older, I want to be like them now. They are deeply, deeply faithful people. And when we encounter them in Scripture at great age, we get to witness two people whose character has been so shaped and formed by decades, by a lifetime of intimacy with God. They are devout Jews who have spent their entire lives waiting for the Messiah. Their Advent wasn't just 4 weeks or 4 Sundays long. Their Advent season was decades. Decades long. I mean, think about it. We get impatient waiting for a meal at a restaurant or at a traffic light or in the checkout line at the store or if we have to reboot our computer. But here are two people who have waited for decades, and yet, even after all that time, they never, never gave up hope that God would keep God's promises. You see, we live in a culture that doesn't wait well. We've become so accustomed to instant gratification that we expect it. And when we don't get it, we can get frustrated, we can get grumpy, we can even get mean sometimes. And some of those times when we are waiting on God and it takes longer than we want or longer than we think it should, We might think that God doesn't care about us anymore, or that God isn't listening, or that God has forgotten about us or what we are waiting on. We might even think that God is absent. Even though none of those things, none of them are true. Sisters and brothers, part of the good news of Advent is not that we are faithful in our waiting, because so often we are not. The good news of Advent is that God is faithful to keep God's promises, and that God is faithful in God's coming. And this was something that Simeon and Anna knew deep, deep in their bones. And not only did they know it, they lived it. For decades, they trusted God's faithfulness. For decades, they held on to the hope that God would fulfill God's promises for God's people. They trusted God so deeply to keep God's promises because they knew the character of God is faithful and merciful and compassionate. They knew God intimately and deeply, and it shaped who they were. It shaped how they lived, and it shaped how they waited. And then one day after waiting for a decade, near the end of their lives, they, with their own eyes, they see the answer to their prayers. They see the one that they've waited for with their very own eyes. And as if this wasn't amazing enough, when they saw Jesus, they knew when they saw him that he was the one that they had been waiting for, which is even more remarkable to me. Because we know that for so many people in Scripture, Jesus wasn't the Messiah that they wanted or expected. And I wonder what Simeon and Anna expected and imagined that the Messiah would be. I've always wondered, after all those years that they prayed and waited and hoped, did they actually think that maybe the Messiah would enter the temple as an adult? As a strong military leader capable of conquering the Romans? Did they really think that instead, as Luther said, that God would become so small for us in Christ? Did they expect that the Messiah would be an infant, so vulnerable and dependent on his mother for everything? Or what about this? Did they expect that the Messiah would come from a prestigious, well-to-do Jewish family? Because Jesus didn't. And yet, when they saw this very young mom and dad walking in the temple with two turtle doves, which for them would have been a sign that Mary and Joseph were very poor, the expected sacrifice would have been a lamb. But if folks couldn't afford that, there were other options. For the most poor, they were the turtle doves. And so when Simeon and Anna saw Mary and Joseph, this teen mom and dad, walk in with their baby, here they see that the Messiah would be raised by teen parents in poverty. Did they expect that that's who the Messiah would be, and that's how the Messiah would be raised? But even if they did expect a powerful, well-to-do adult Messiah to be the answer to their prayers and the fulfillment of God's promises, the moment that they encounter baby Jesus, we get no hint of disappointment. We get no hint of frustration. Instead, we witness their delight and we hear their joy and their hope and the relief in their response. Even if Jesus did not meet their hopes and expectations, they knew in that moment that this baby was the answer to their waiting and their prayers. And they had waited their whole life for that moment. They didn't hesitate for a bit to receive this new thing that God was doing and had done, and they received it with their whole selves. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and began praising God. Simeon not only held the fulfillment of God's promises in his arms, he held the creator of the entire universe in his arms. He not only got to behold God with his eyes, he got to cradle God in his arms. Simeon and Anna didn't care that God did it differently than they expected or wanted. They embraced what God had done and was doing. They embraced this new way that God had come to be with humankind. Because they knew God so deeply and intimately, they immediately were able to recognize and receive Emmanuel, God with us. And we're told that Anna praised God for the rest of her days, telling people all about Jesus, about what God had made known to them, about what God had done. The words that we read of Simeon praising God in many churches are sung after communion. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace, for my eyes have beheld your glory. Because like Simeon and Anna, even though we don't get to encounter Jesus in baby form, we get to encounter Christ every single time we come to this table. We get to see the presence of Jesus with our eyes, and we get to hold it in our hands. Because as Lutherans, we believe that when Christ's words are spoken over the bread and the wine, that the bread and wine become for us the very presence of Christ. We believe that the presence of Christ is in, with, and under the bread and the wine. And so every time you come to this table, you not only get to taste and see that the Lord is good, you get to hold the presence of God in your hands, and you get to receive it into your body. And then you get to leave this place, taking the presence of Christ with you everywhere you go, so that Christ can continue to be born in us and take flesh in us, so that we can go and share the love of Christ with everyone, everywhere we go. Beloved children of God, come to this table and encounter Jesus. And just like Simeon and Anna, as we hold Jesus, may we praise God with our whole selves. And may we spend the rest of our days telling people all about Jesus and what God is doing in and through him. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I wish to invite the council members to come forward, and the rest of you may be seated. Before we install these new council members, I want to take a moment to thank the four outgoing members for their 3 years of service on church council. We've had a lot go on these 3 years, but you have served faithfully, and we are grateful. There are David Brown, Neil Clark, Norris Feeney, and Robert Napolitano. Thank you for your service to Holly Grove Lutheran Church. The following people have been elected by the congregation to positions of leadership on the church council. The most recent incoming members are Andy Beck, Dean Chapman, Tracy Summers, and Stuart Walmsley. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ, and we're sent in mission to share the good news of God. We rejoice now that these brothers and sisters will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members in this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me. People of God, will you support these your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, say, we will, and we ask God to help us. I now declare you as installed council members of this congregation. Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Please join me in welcoming them to council. You may return to your seats.
Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. You inspire faith in our hearts and call us to rejoice with our whole selves at the salvation you bring. Make our churches places of belonging for all people in the fullness of their being. Hear us, O God. Your praise is sung throughout the creation in all times and seasons. As the new year turns, ground us in your changeless and sustaining love. Keep us attentive to the rhythms of the cosmos and inspire us to live in harmony with all the earth. Hear us, O God. Give hope and stamina to leaders who work tirelessly for the sake of the most vulnerable. We pray especially for organizations working on behalf of children to provide basic needs, to protect from abuse and neglect, to address trauma, and to rescue from trafficking. Hear us, O God. Sustain all people who, like Simeon and Anna, have been waiting for salvation and wholeness, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Caroline, Bonnie, Chip, Rebecca, and all those we now name on our lips or silently in our hearts. We pray for anyone living with cancer or chronic illnesses and all people who are in physical rehabilitation or addiction recovery. Hear us, O God. Let this community of faith be a joyful and welcome place for all ages and generations. Teach us to honor the wisdom of children, the inquisitiveness of youth, and the thoughtfulness of adults, and the knowledge of elders. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for all the beloved who lived with expectation and departed this life in peace. Sustain us in joy until we join them around your throne. Hear us, O God.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, you use ordinary things for your purpose. Water to mark your children, bread and wine to feed and nourish us, a child in a manger to announce your grace. Take these ordinary things, these gifts of paper and metal, and the lives behind them. Bless and use them to proclaim your gracious love. For we offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Holy God, come among us.
Come
Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God makes known for you.
Thank you.
stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen.
The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain upon you always. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim this good news.